My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KetsiaAurelien, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for patient Helen, Helen, Hodo, Hodo, date of birth 11/19/1947. Number 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. This CKD is due to hypertensive nephrosclerosis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes, comma, and the aging process. The recent labs shows stable kidney functions with BUN of 17 from 25, comma, creatinine of 1.72 from 1.6, comma, and GFR of 31 from 35, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediment, and there is no evidence of proteinuria, period. The patient presents with 1+ peripheral edema and periorbital edema because she has not been taking her medications, period. She states, due to esophageal strictures, she is unable to swallow as a result of choking. She has a pending EGD with GI on September 8th, and she was instructed not to swallow any pills until after the procedure, period. She is instructed to restrict her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, comma, her fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, comma, and to reduce her overall protein intake to 60 grams in 24 hours, period. She is encouraged to resume her medications as soon as she receives clearance from her GI doctor to do so, period. Number 2, iron deficiency anemia. Her HNH is 10.9/34%. She has iron saturation of 27%. Again, due to her inability to take her medications, she has not been consistent with her iron tablets for the past few weeks, period. She is instructed to resume her iron tablets as soon as she receives the clearance to do so from GI, period. Refill for new iron, 150 milligrams, one tablet twice a day, was sent to the pharmacy, period. Hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia is related to her intake of vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one tablet daily, period. We instructed her to take the vitamin D every other day instead of daily, to prevent further increase of her calcium level, period. We will order mineral bone disease workup and we'll monitor her calcium levels in future labs, period. Number 3, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Her diabetes is well controlled with A1C of 5.2%, period. She is taking Jardiance, period. Continue with the current regimen and diabetic diet, period. Arterial hypertension. Her blood pressure today is 131 over 86. Continue with the current regimen. Period. Elevated TSH levels. The patient reports increased fatigue since the last visit. Her TSH is slightly elevated at 6.110. Her free T4 is normal at 1.07, and her free T3 is slightly decreased at 2.1. Since the patient is unable to swallow at this time, we will not prescribe any levothyroxine. Instead, we will repeat the thyroid panel for further evaluation, period. If the thyroid panel is abnormal at the next visit, we will consider adding replacement therapy for her thyroid, period. Hyperuricemia / gout. Her uric acid level is 5.9. We will continue to monitor. Period. Hyperlipidemia, continue with atorvastatin 40 milligrams at bedtime. Esophageal strictures, she has had esophageal dilation or dilatation in the past and is pending an EGD for another one on September 8th. 2022, period. She cannot recall the name of her GI specialist, period. Obesity. The patient has lost 5 pounds since the last visit and weighs 166 pounds today. She attributes this weight loss to her inability to swallow. Period. She is also taking Jardiance, which could be one of the reasons for the weight loss. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes in the interpretation of the lab work, 15 minutes face-to-face performing PE and ROS and going over the plan and recommendations, and 7 minutes on documentation. End.